you know, the first half we shot it great, but played bad offense. I mean, he had 12 turnovers. In the second half, we took care of the ball and shot it miserably. I mean, if you're going to be up 13 on the road and have 12 turnovers and go 6 of 13 from the line in a half, you wouldn't think that'd be the case. And in the second half, you go 7 of 26, you think, well, there's no way you could win that half. And somehow we were able to, you know, keep the lead and win both halves. But it was certainly some great shooting the first half and very poor the second half.
Defensive rebounding, the answer to why that's the way it was.
Yeah, probably. You know, they only turned it over twice the first half, and we didn't do anything to create any havoc, and obviously didn't make free throws. And so, I think the fact that we scored in transition the first half and did a good job on the glass, and you know, you go 6 of 9 from three.
To Malik, what's made him so effective on boards late?
Yeah, I don't know what the stats are, but Malik's probably averaging seven boards or so in league play, or close to it, I would think. And so, I don't know. I don't know. He's going. You know, he's certainly attacking the ball probably about as well as anybody we have defensively.
You talked after the last game about the team's down to driving.
Excuse me? I can't hear Danny.
After the last game, you talked about your team's downhill driving and how important it has become after you missed a bunch of threes at the start of the second half. It seemed like you did
drive
the ball downhill
more. Yeah, I thought our shot selection was very poor start the second half. About the first 5 minutes, we bailed them out, and our whole game plan at halftime was, it's not going to be the first drive, it's not going to be the second, it'll be the third drive, you know, force help and drive behind that. And I'm not saying we did a great job, but that was the way we scored in the second half, was driving the ball and getting to the free throw line. I would say the fact that we couldn't guard Dean Wade. You know, when they play him at the five, that's a hard matchup for us. And you know, Doak wasn't in, Mitch wasn't in, Mitch was in, Silvio was in, and that's not a good matchup for us. You know, they missed some open looks against our man, and they probably got less open looks against our man than they did our zone, probably from three. So we were pretty lucky on that.
First half foul trouble, get a little dicey.
Yeah. I mean, that's about the worst we've been this year. I mean, you know, it's not a big deal when Marcus Garrett gets three fouls usually, but when LeGerald gets two early and you play Sam, and Sam, you know, obviously bailed us out and gave us some minutes there in the first half. And then Mitch, you know, Mitch probably played 7 or 8 minutes the first half with two. So, it was a little dicey, and the zone may help us with that.
Yeah, when you have that, I mean, he got called for the block on one, and like 20, 30 seconds later, he steps in to take another one on Brown. Do you talk to him about maybe don't gamble in that situation?
No, I haven't talked. And if I did, he wouldn't hear me or listen anyway. So, you know, that's what he's by far the best we have on our team at stepping over and taking charges.
Is he doing okay?
Yeah, I mean, they said he was fine. So they said he hit his head when he fell, and then a minute later they tell me he's fine. So I guess he passed the protocol. Probably both. Probably 50-50. I mean, you can play good defense and teams shoot 45-50%. And you can play bad defense and teams can shoot 35. But tonight, we guarded them. Our zone, we took away easy shots off the catch for the most part. But a lot of it was they missed some. Look, we were pretty fortunate. They missed some good looks, too. I thought we were awful to start the second half, and shot selection was bad. Devontae started off by taking a bad one. Svi took a couple of bad ones. Malik and everybody was just bailing them out. You know, our whole deal was to try to drive it, especially when Doak's not in the game. We don't have a lot of low post offense, so we need to look to score in tight with our guards, and we played into their hands to start the second half. But I thought after that we. I don't know what happened. If Devontae made two free throws or something, and the lid came off a little bit, and we were much better. But it wasn't because of our offense we won the game. It was because when we were stale, we happened to get stops.
A couple more guys
started the game. Coach the crowd out of there a little bit.
I'm not going to comment on the crowd, but this is the best job that, I mean, being out of it, because I don't know that they were out of it, but this is the best job that we've done since I've been over here, that the crowd not becoming a big factor late.
Coach,
Second game in a row, you guys have had a really hot start. How much, what does that do psychologically for you?
I think it's always easier to play with the lead than it is to play from behind. You know, a lot, you know, I think the team that's coming from behind late game sometimes has an advantage because they're just playing with a free mind and driving it. But early in the game, you know, when you're not playing that way offensively, when you play with the lead, I think that there is a pretty big advantage. But, you know, they still came back and cut to five. It wasn't like it was you know, we separated ourselves where they couldn't come back. But it was nice to play with a little cushion. The last two look good. I thought the first one looked good. I don't know that two and three look great, but it was nice for him to make a couple.
All right, Coach.